I'm going to try and make this one short because some of these episodes in Volume 5 have been kind of lengthy. But the backstory is going to be a bit long, so bear with me. First and foremost, hello, welcome to the Home for Anime. I'm your host, GPC, Great Podcaster Callie. Happy to have you here as always. I'm a huge fan of the Final Fantasy franchise. My earliest memory with video games, period, were me sitting in my doting older brother's lap, watching him play Pokemon, Sonic the Hedgehog, and, of course, Final Fantasy. And he was so patient, even when I, like, teethed all over his controllers. And I think my brother's about 8 years older than I am. He's 35 and I'm 27. Yeah, he's 8 years older than me. Him and my sister both have this thing where they dote on me, and they're like, he's not our son, but he's our son, which love that for myself, love them for that. But my mom was also really cool about the games that she got for all of us growing up, because an 11, 12-year-old, I mean, I guess that's an okay age to start playing Final Fantasy. I don't know. It gets deep, man. But yeah, we played Final Fantasy 7 as I'm growing up. We played 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13. And we really liked the movie Final Fantasy 7 Advent Children and its counterpart, Final Fantasy 7 Advent Children Complete, which, stellar movie. I know I've done an episode on that. I should probably do a follow-up one that is not a homie check-in because, dear God, there is so much to that movie. But when I was probably in college, I found out about two Final Fantasy-related anime. Final Fantasy Unlimited, I think one was called, and Final Fantasy The Spirits Within. So I called him, I said, "Hey, is Final Fantasy The Spirits Within, is that related to Final Fantasy?" He said, "Kinda, not really. I mean, you know how each Final Fantasy is its own thing." I said, "Yeah, you're right." I said, "Had you ever heard of it?" He said, "Yeah, I had. I didn't think you'd be interested because it's kind of not Final Fantasy-esque." And I said, "Oh, well, thanks for sparing me the detail. You didn't think I'd like it, so, whatever. But I think I'll give it a shot." And he said, "Well, let me know what you think." I watched it and I liked it a lot. I showed it to Ryan, and Ryan, after he heard the production, everything that went into production, he was actually sobbing, but he did not like the movie. Now, I'm sure you're all familiar with the website My Anime List. So, My Anime List is where you can record anime that you've watched and you can give it a score. So I gave a score for Final Fantasy The Spirits Within, and it said, it literally said, "People didn't like it, but you did." And I don't know why that felt so alienating, but yes, I guess I'm in a minority that likes Final Fantasy The Spirits Within. But maybe not for the reason that people might expect from me. I mean, I love all facets of anime. But you'll get what I'm saying as we start breaking this down. So the premise of this movie is very simple. Aliens invade the Earth, and there are these things called spirits that can save the Earth that our main protagonists, whose names I am kind of blanking on, one they're memorable for their other parts. One of them, Dr. Akiras, she's actually the voice of Disney's Mulan, and the other guy was Alec Baldwin, and for some reason Ving Rhames was in the movie. Ving Rhames was in the movie, and so was Donald Sutherland. Also, remember Hades from, this is, sorry, I'm getting way off track. Hades from Hercules. So James Woods was in the the movie. Ming-Na Wen, that's the voice actress for Mulan, by the way. And Steve Buscemi was in the movie. It's wild. We had a star-studded cast. This movie cost so much fucking money. But all of that to say, I'm focusing on the star power because the premise, it kind of makes sense. But then you go into actually watching the movie. It does not work very well narratively. It's very confusing. It can be. I get that. But I still liked it. I mean, Ryan's face went from excitement to just pure dread by the end of it. And he's an upbeat guy. He's just like, "I'm sorry, brother, I did not like that." I said, "It's okay, man. I'm sorry that I had you sit through it." And he said, "No, for the experience alone, it was worth it, but I wouldn't watch it again." Which is kind of the attitude that he had for Alejandro Jodorowsky's Santa Sangre. But he also loves Hereditary. Not to say the two are synonymous, but Ryan's just built different when it comes to movies, and I respect that about him. Now, narratively, if you read a lot into this movie, it doesn't make sense. But if you look at it from the perspective of being a just really pretty 90s adventure that's purely in CG, it's shallow, but it's neat. It has really complex animation. I mean, it is smack dab in the middle of the uncanny valley. But at the same time, there's so much work that went into it. I think that there was some sort of combined, there's some sort of combined number of years if you put what each animator's time went into for this, it went into years. But this actually took 4 physical years to complete. It is such an intricate landmark piece of animation that CG, I think, both has surpassed, but at the same time, not necessarily caught up to, because in the nearly 25 years since this movie debuted, it's like an isolated adventure, an isolated production. And it's really cool for that reason alone. I just think it's amazing. And I can watch it over and over again for the performances and information created by the founder, the creator of Final Fantasy, Hironobu Sakaguchi. I mean, you can tell that his heart was really in the right place, especially narratively, because the whole thing about spirits was him trying to process his own mother's death, which had happened around production time. So he was inspired by that, and it just kind of took this very unique shape and form, which, again, the likes of which I've never seen, and that has not been replicated to my knowledge. Like I say quite frequently, I have not watched every film, I have not watched every anime. But this is special, in my opinion. The passion of this project, it speaks, like you can see and you can feel the ambition, and you can y every piece of hard work just emanates so heavily, it glows off of the screen and into your eyes. It's so incredible. I know that the movie is a mess. I do. It is definitely not for everybody. I would say it's only really for a select few, because a lot of people want cohesion when they watch a movie, and this is just all over the place. But there's an emotion that you get from the production itself that you get from watching the movie. The emotion doesn't come from what you hear, it comes from everything that you see. And I don't really know how to expound upon that, but it's a very powerful movie, in my opinion. You can really tell that everyone was excited to work on this and that it meant a lot to them. And I really, really love that. Reading the production notes, I was getting teared up just knowing how happy everyone was. Even if it was a major flop, it's still really important. And I just really like it. Again, I know it's not for everybody, and you might not be that impressed. I would not blame you. It's again, it came out in 2001. It's an older piece of animation, but I feel like there's always something to appreciate from every animated production. This is no exception. I would say that there's maybe a bit more to gain from this as a blend of Western and Eastern animation. It's just cool, man. At the end of the day, it's just really cool. But if you're a fan of animation, that is really the only reason I would recommend it to you. If you're a fan of Final Fantasy, you might feel more at home because we've definitely gotten more kind of out there stories. Nothing really on a, I guess you could say, space level, galactic level, but it's a bit more easy to digest, especially if you look at it from the lens that, barring sequels, every Final Fantasy takes place in its own universe. This is just a non-playable Final Fantasy. And just what Final Fantasy has become today, it kind of makes sense. And yeah, with all that being said, if you want to follow me, you can do so on Instagram at AnimeAlphaGoat. If you want to email me recommendations, you can do so at ouranimehome@gmail.com. If you want to support what it is that I'm doing, then please consider subscribing to the Patreon or the Buy Me a Tea. Also, the Discord server is up. For anybody who wants to join, you are all more than welcome. I would love to interact with more of you. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you are just a very supportive group and you're awesome. And with that, I am out.